When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Miss Rosemary Clooney and Mr. Joe Venuti. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present General Electric's traveling salesman, who will shortly embark on a tour of Europe, Bing High Pressure Crosby.
Hi, Ken.
High pressure.
Ken, look, I wish you wouldn't mention my high pressure. What are you trying to do, spoil my trip?
Oh, no, I wasn't referring to your blood pressure, Bing.
What then?
Well, I meant that you're a high pressure salesman.
Oh, thank you.
A fellow that's always on his toes.
Yeah.
You have a magnetic personality. Well, you're a human dynamo.
Well, you know, I feel better already. I may throw away all my pills.
Why don't you?
I will.
Bing, your sales trip to Europe will be a tremendous success. You're a real go-getter.
Well, I'll go, but I don't know if I'll get her.
How are you going over, Bing?
I'm taking the Queen Elizabeth, Ken. I was going to fly over on TWA, but I have so many samples, I got to take a boat or a ship, to be more correct.
See. What are you taking with you?
Well, I'm taking a new General Electric range, a GE automatic washer, a food freezer, a wringer washer, a GE refrigerator, and a GE all-electric kitchen.
Moses, you must have a big stateroom.
That's just the catch. I don't. The way I figure, I'll have to sleep in the food freezer.
Say, you'll arrive in Europe fresh as a daisy.
I hope I thaw out in time for the coronation.
Oh, yes. You going to the coronation?
You buy a defrost in time, I shall.
Well, that's all automatic.
Oh, is it?
Defrosting, sure.
Just set a button, then.
That's all you do. We'll even have to do that. You know, Bing, I think perhaps our listeners might like to know that in about 6 weeks, this program will be coming to them from across the pond.
Yes, that's right. In about 6 weeks, we'll be broadcasting from Gay Paris.
Are you going to broadcast in French or in English, Bing?
English, such as I have at my command. But now, Ken, looks like we ought to get along here with some music. Now, Mr. Trotter has whipped up a very nice arrangement of the old favorite Bye Bye Blues. So if the Rhythmaires will move in here, we'll get at it.
Bye Bye Blues. Bye Bye Blues. Bells ring, birds sing, sun is shining, no more pining, just we two, smiling through. Don't sigh, don't cry.
General Electric's new 1953 refrigerator is more spectacular than an explosion in a paint factory.
Well, this is a wonderful refrigerator, Bing. In fact, America's most beautiful refrigerator. And it costs only about $269.95. It adds a new sparkle to any kitchen. And this handy-dandy is designed for maximum storage convenience.
A regular storeroom of space, huh?
Right, and such conveniences, Bing. This General Electric Space Maker refrigerator has a big, full-width freezer. Holds up to 48 packages of frozen food. And that's a lot.
And Ken, another feature that I'm snapping my galluses about is the full-width chiller tray. Terrific is not too strong a word for the way it quick chills soft drinks, stores extra ice cubes, and keeps the breakfast bacon and the luncheon meat.
And let's not overlook the vegetables, Bing.
Oh, I would dream
The GE Spacemaker has a sliding vegetable drawer, deep and roomy. Keeps vegetables almost fresher than the ones still in the garden.
Delightful. And best of all, my friends, this General Electric Space Maker refrigerator is built on the solid bedrock of GE dependability. The same dependability that has kept more than 3,500,000 GE refrigerators chilling grandly along for 10 long years or more.
And the cost of the GE Spacemaker? Only about $269.95.
My friends, General Electric's built a wonderful refrigerator for every pocketbook, for every demand. Eye this cool beauty at your General Electric dealer soon, huh? In fact, how about tomorrow? I've had a request to repeat this ballad. Such a request is rather a novelty these days, so I hasten to accede.
Oh, I'm trying to forget you, but try as I may, you're still my every thought, every day. No use trying to forget you, 'cause that I'm trying to forget you with tears in my eyes, and those teardrops only remind me that I love you more and more. So I'll put my foolish pride behind me and come knocking, knocking at your door. And I'll be trying to impress you, hoping to possess you, though I know haven't a chance, dear. There's no denying, but you can't blame a fool in love.
No, you can't blame a fool in love.
No, you can't.
Gentlemen, we want to present a charming vocalist, a young lady whose voice is robust and fresh with an undercurrent of seductiveness. It can spin out a slow tune with almost cello-like evenness or take on a raucous bit and fast rhythm. In the melancholy mood, it has a cinnamon flavor which tends to remind fans of happy days gone by or soon to come. Here, then, is Paramount Pictures singing star Rosemary Clooney. Hi, Rosie.
Hello, Bing. And how about that introduction?
I was quoting verbatim from the pages of Time magazine a short while back.
I know, but I thought I'd let everybody think that you kind of thunk it up yourself.
Well, I couldn't do that with such an apt description of your voice already thunk up. I saw no reason to set my poor little wheels turning in that direction. Have you got a song ready, Rosemary?
I thought I'd do Haven't Got a Worry to My Name from the Paramount picture The Stars Are Singing.
Something in which you're playing, too. A great picture. Let's have the song, Rosie.
Birds can fly, so can I. I'm so happy I'm flying high. Haven't got a worry to my name. She's my friend, he's my pal. Everybody's my guy and gal. Haven't got a worry to my name. I do everything I do with brand new rhythm. Tell those lucky stars I'm moving right in with them. Fly the flags, ring the bells. What a future my fortune tells. Feel so free, I'll never be the same.
Slick, Rosie, and Ziggy took a nice little cornet thing there, didn't he? Very, very jazzy. Rosemary, there's a very flashy Fox picture out now. You've probably heard of it. 20th Century Fox, that is. It's called Call Me Madam.
It's a good show, and Ethel Merman's just terrific.
Oh, Merm never misses, does she? Anyhow, Rosie, there's a fine Irving Berlin tune in that Call Me Madam. Makes a swell duet.
You're just in love, I presume.
How did you know? Would you start it?
After you, sir.
As you wish.
Here singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the sky are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange tonight. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older, or rubbed down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
I hear singing as there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why.
Because I've been there once or twice.
I wonder
why. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older.
And once more I lost my appetite.
There's nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant.
twinkling in my
eye. You're not sick, you're just
I wonder
in love.
Just in love, so in love.
Great, Bing Roseberry, really swell.
Like that, huh?
Say, Bing, I know that Rosemary's got a date, but why don't you drop over for dinner after the show?
Oh, no, I'm going out with Rosemary.
Oh, you are? Oh, come on over.
Oh, no, you don't ring me in again.
Oh, come on, Bing. We're having kangaroo steak, sautéed rutabagas, pomegranate juice, everything you like.
Yes, and plenty of dishes for me to wash, I'll bet, like last time.
No, Bing, not anymore. We have a General Electric automatic pre-rinsing dishwasher now. Ah, these GE marvels wipe out dishwashing entirely.
Well, do tell.
Why, sure. All you do is brush the loose food off the dishes. And then stack everything, pots, pans, silver, glasses, the works, in the dishwasher and turn it on. That's it. You're through.
Fine, fine. That's wonderful. And, Ken, a GE-employed pixie has whispered to me that this GE dishwasher pre-rinses, scrub washes, and double rinses your dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the shimmering pH de resistance, it dries them in heated air.
It certainly does,
Ben. Are you a quiver?
I'm all a quiver. And when dishes are clean GE style, they're hygienically clean. Why? Because they're washed in water hotter than your hands can stand.
Formidab. And Ken, I understand that this GE dishwasher carries more kitchenware than a hash house waitress.
It does. It holds a complete family service for 8, or a formal service for 6.
And that's grander than Paddy Refsky's piano, I do swear. My friends, corner your General Electric dealer about a General Electric automatic pre-rinsing dishwasher. Costs you only about $3.82 a week after a small down payment. Now, ladies and gentlemen, making his entrance complete with fiddle, bow, and rosin is our violin soloist, Mr. Joe Venuti.
Is this the place?
You better go. And what is your selection?
The Blue Tango. Would you mind assisting me?
Why?
Because it takes two to foxtrot.
So it does. The Blue Spotlight, please, amigo. Returns now, and I've persuaded her to join me in a stylish, smooth standard entitled Paper Moon. Ready, Rosie?
You know,
all
don't
ready
you?
To go.
Well, let's do it.
All right.
Say, it's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade.
It's a bottom-and-baby world, just as phony as it can. It's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a bottom and baby world, just as phony as it can be.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Thank you, Roger. Now, I got a nice old tune here titled Mandy. John Scott Trotter's cooked up a real classy jazz band arrangement for it, and if Red Nichols, Buddy Cole, Nick Fatool, Matty Matlock, Ted Vesley, Don Whitaker, and Perry Bodkin, they're going to gather around, and we'll meander down the road with Mandy.
Your man is Mandy, Mandy, easy to find. Marching down the aisle, your style is gonna make them all stare. With a little black eye, Susan, stuck in your hair. Oh, gee, but you're the candy, Mandy, won't you decide? Everything is dandy, Mandy, once you're a bride. In a year or two, there may be three of a kind. Listen to me, Mandy, make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Why don't you regale us with some bright words about General Electric's brilliant all-electric kitchen with matching appliances?
Folks, General Electric has for you a work-saving all-electric kitchen for only about $47.20 a month after a small down payment. This GE kitchen stores and preserves the food for your meals, cooks your groceries, washes the dishes, and disposes of food waste. Efficiency, huh? Yes, sir. And your GE kitchen specialist, a pretty amiable and talented guy, plans and styles the layout of your GE all-electric kitchen, places the appliances for maximum convenience and beauty. And the cost? Why, he wouldn't accept a penny for this service. And you can have this kitchen immediately, you know. Just a small down payment, and you can pay the balance over a period of 3 years. And if you're buying or building a home, plan to have a GE all-electric kitchen. In most cases, you can include the cost right in your long-term mortgage.
Only about $47.20 a month. By gonnies, that's a real knee slapper of a bargain. Me amigos, fan on down and see your GE dealer about this General Electric all-electric kitchen, huh? Two of our finest writers collaborated on this ballad, Hoagy Carmichael and Frank Lester.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly. Because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me. It's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and
soul. Everybody called for the fine piano passages. Well, that represents our closer for this evening, folks. That's the finale. I want to pay my thanks to Rosemary and Joe for guesting with us this evening. Hope to see you next week, same time, same place, when our guest will again be Rosemary and Joe. Meantime, folks, remember General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but it's there in every single GE appliance you buy. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Good night, and thank you very much.
Show for General Electric was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Rosemary Clooney and Joe Venuti. Friends, Red Cross blood has entered the battle to combat polio. Here's how you can help. Sign up as a Red Cross Fund volunteer today. Contributions you collect will help in Operation Gamma Globulin, the precious serum made from Red Cross blood, which reduces polio incidence. And funds are needed to keep the lifeline of blood flowing to our fighting men in Korea. Call your nearest Red Cross office today. This is the CBS Radio Network.